This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back. Tyrone's pouring up.
I can't hear any sound effects.
Yo. You gotta imagine that is funny.
Just know it's there.
Okay.
Just
fine.
Know that
well,
it's
there. Well, you can hear sound effects?
Yeah.
Or you can make sound effects, but can you hear them?
No, I heard the.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear this?
So what the fuck?
Close, yeah. I think you're hearing some other shit.
What does this
okay,
one sound
fix
like?
His headphones?
Huh? Hold no, on. I heard it.
Let's hear what this sounds like.
Ding.
Okay, that's good. We're on the same note.
The other one, the first one was like a funk flex.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right.
And then the second one was like a weird cat.
Like a cat tier song?
I guess. We can go with that. We got Tyrone in the building.
Thank you, guys.
Mr. One Love T.O.
Thank you.
Not to be not to be mistaken with
Lavita. Yo, can I just say that you guys have such a strong following. Like 2018, I traveled all around the world, from Europe, North America, all over the islands, everywhere. And everywhere I went, you guys were mentioned. And well, and I love that part, because I like to see that my young broskies have a real reach and a real influence.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
But everywhere I went, somebody decided to throw in the joke. Lovito! Like,
Yo, honestly, at this point, it's just you're part Rex and part Lovito.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Shorty, like, you know when you go from the DMs to the texting? Shorty said, yo, Lovito, it's such and such. I'm like, you know.
Can't get away from it, man.
Yo, the thing is, curse. We say shit and then people just run with it. And it's like, true. I don't even expect it to go that way. But like, man's really called you Lovito for a minute. But regardless, we have Lovito on the show today.
Mr. Lovito.
Yo, stop clapping. It's not funny. Stop clapping.
My man Shells.
Yeah, what's happening?
Shells.
Back.
Faitana the fucking human bandana.
Stop this.
Fly like a bandana.
Who's that?
Who's that? We gotta get a special. I think what I'm gonna make everybody do, like,
low key, I love Chromas.
Shout out to Chromas.
Are you dumb?
Yo,
I think,
facts.
She just freed up. That's good.
Yeah, she freed up still.
I think every guest that
she had, like, four blankets. She was living nice.
For real?
I have all the quotes.
Yeah. What quote is that? I was like, yo, hold on. What? How many blankets she had? She said she had about four blankets. So.
She said, yo, I had Miss Vicky's.
Yo, sing the bombo?
Huh?
Pass the rum.
This guy's not joking.
Pass the kvassier.
Give it.
As I was saying.
Oh, you're saying some shit.
I was saying something. I think every guest that we have, like, come on here, Rex, this is kind of starting with you. Uh-huh. I think I'm going to have you record something so we can add it to our soundboard.
Okay.
And if we, I mean, like, if it rocks, if the people are feeling it, we'll keep it on soundboard. If it's not, you know what it is. It's a dub, you know?
So okay.
Think about it. Or if somebody comes up with some hotter shit, we got to bump your shit off.
Okay. Like, just think about it from now. We're not gonna do it right now. Well, save it for the end of the
episode.
Yeah,
don't try to do it.
Yeah, don't try and do it. Just let it come natural. Right now, we're just going to sit down, talk to you, ask you what's been going on, and just kick back. This is our, like, third episode, so we don't really know what we're doing here.
I don't know the fuck. I don't know. I just bought all this shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I'm scared. I don't know what to do.
I love it. Organic.
That's it.
So.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so shit, this snowstorm.
Yeah.
Snowstorm. We've had a mild winter. We can deal with it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to skip it, man.
The thing is,
I just want to skip the whole shit.
Okay, we're skipping past the fact that it's I can't talk, one, and two, it's 2019.
Shout out to
2019.
Yo, on that note, stop saying Happy New Year. It's not new anymore. It's not new. It's 22, you know what I 22 switched days to? In.
I transitioned because there's still a lot of people I haven't seen yet. Right?
Yeah, but wait. Yo, as man's not going to see till March. I'm not going to tell him Happy New Year in spring. You know
what I do though?
The cutoff is January 2nd. All right, go.
It's funny. I figured it out today, actually, when I saw you guys. Mm. I was like, how's the year been so far? Hope your year's gone off to a great start. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that. You know, so you could still give them some well wishes, but the whole Happy New Year thing, January 22nd.
That's old.
Like, did you just get up?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, right when I walk inside the building, I'm like, oh, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Yeah, I was kind of throwing them out, you know?
Hi.
It's crazy, though, because if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about you for a little bit. You're our guest. But, like, they already know what's going on with us. But when we met shit damn near maybe fucking 3 years ago now. Mm-hmm. Three, maybe going on four.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that's family over here and watches the show, watches group chat or whatever they watch. First off, group chat's dead. Don't bring that up.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This took its place.
I like this.
So... like I was saying, you had another job back then when we first met, and it's crazy because we got Judge Tycho coming out. Shout out Judge Tycho coming
Shout
out
January
22nd.
Wait,
it's
so this
already,
might
yeah, it's already gonna
so
be out.
So it's out. So go to the channel right now, youtube.com/4yecomedy, the main channel.
But today we were doing some media runs, and I had a moment to myself where I'm like, yo, this is like really great because. About, I'd say maybe a year ago, we were doing some media again, and we went through the E-Talk. Shout out to the E-Talk family. And someone else was doing the interview with us. And then this time around, we go and do the E-Talk interview. No one's really telling us who's interviewing us. And it's our man Rex.
Hey.
It's our man Rex. He got a new spot. He's at E-Talk. How's that going? You want to talk a little bit about that? Because I was so excited for you when I saw that post. I was
appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know what I mean.
Big things are gone.
Big things are gone. Like
no, I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, I guess I started off the whole TV career hosting Rap City, and then you know doing the whole Much Music thing. But like, music television isn't what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So making a transition over to E! News, doing a lot of film oriented television, and you know, working the red carpets, doing the Golden Globes, doing all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And then finally making this transition. Actually, my first day on the job was my birthday in 2018.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's yeah. That's
happy belated.
So many blessings. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, it's dope. You know, E-Talk is the number one entertainment television show in Canada.
Talk your fucking shit, boy.
Ooh. You know
talk your fucking shit, boy.
And
what
it,
you just talk about?
It, you feel me? You feel me?
Yeah.
And, but what's dope is, like, for me, it's like I've always wanted to be the first black guy on E-Talk.
Mm. Okay.
That's always.
Things are going.
That's what I wanted, you know, because I've always looked at that job as. For what it is, it's you know it's got an amazing team, it's one of those few shows that keeps the idea of television alive. You know, I mean, we're going through a period where there's so much streaming, there's YouTube, there's this, there's that, whatever. It's like, oh, I don't even have cable, da da da. But it's that one show that still pulls in the numbers. It's the one show that's still respected when we go on a red carpet,
right.
And whether you're at the Oscars or the Grammys or the Junos or wherever it may be.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, it was always something that I aspired for, and always something that I dreamed about doing, and especially as a black man, and not switching up my appearance or anything, but
just
as I am.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm happy to be me from Jane and Western Road.
Bomb, bomb.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Oh, that's how I'm wording. You know what I'm saying? And then, but like, working on myself, challenging myself to always be a better version of myself, and getting to the point where I can, this is a natural progression for me. You know, it's not force fed. You know, I'm sure I add to the show. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm just happy to be here. And to be quite honest, now that I've made it on E-Talk, I have new dreams. You know, I'm happy.
Oh, well,
yeah,
that's what you're supposed
to be. That's the one thing I'll never stop dreaming.
Yeah, right.
You know, I was sitting with Oliver from OVO, and he was saying the one thing about being successful and being busy is that, yo, you get so busy that you have so many things to do on your list of things to do. You have this, da da da. You never have time to just be creative and just like take time. So he told me, take time to dream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the biggest advice anybody gave me in 2018. So I did that. That's what I was telling you guys today when I went to Jamaica by myself. And just breeze out.
Yeah, man, I must breeze out sometimes. You must, yo,
breeze
man.
Out.
You must have a daily breeze out.
Hold on.
You must have a daily breeze out.
Hold on, continue. Talk the things.
You must have a daily breeze out, dog. You must give yourself time to slow down and lock off the phone and stop chat to people and listen to gossip and talk about which man I do what and which girl I do this and that, man.
Call.
Because
it's no good.
Not good, it dog.
No good for your soul, it's no good for your heart, brother.
Not good for them things,
dog.
Because
you have to think about these type of things and say, yo, brother, wait. Who am I?
Yeah, man. What things do me like? What do me want from life?
Just right there, brother. I swear to God, Jesus can't strike me down right now. Me was going to say those exact words.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So,
you
anyways.
You must know yourself, dog. Because, yo,
big up, me, bro.
Your life. Life is an ocean. Life is an ocean. See, and if you're not turning your GPS,
you don't know
where you're going. Now, true now, life has got to happen, and life is the waves. Yeah, so life has got to take you off course a little bit. But as long as you know where you're going, you're going to reach one day.
That's what me I said.
You maybe you don't hit the X, but you hit beside the X. You can't be a piece of... You can't be a water... You can't be a buckle in the ocean. You have to be a jet ski, dog.
But you must
be a jet ski.
But you can't be a jet ski one day. See me, I said now. You can't be a jet ski one day. And then the next day, you're a fucking boat. You're a boat.
Chase the zing, dog.
A little boat?
Nah.
Big boat.
Big boat. Big
yeah,
boat.
Man.
But so, you see
but
me?
You must watch out for the shark, them.
Them a look
shark will bite.
Bite your dong, dog.
Because you swim yourself. Hold on. I shot that. and your fucking arm gone now.
But sometimes a shark in a person suit.
You see that one more time.
Sometimes a shark in a person suit.
Fucking fast food them. See how to get bite off.
Watch out for the shark.
Listen, let's
them.
Not get him fired from his job. Congratulations. Yo.
That was powerful stuff.
What
that's
the
for the people.
Fuck just happened?
Yo, y'all just created like new lines for the next generation of Jamaicans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we about to drop those.
Watch out for the shot. Them and other people's suit.
Them people's suit, dog.
You know what's crazy, Tyrone, is I'm sitting here. Nah, real shit. It's all real shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm here and my brother I tell you about shock and... And thing like that. But then me, I said to myself, me didn't even tell the boy about the octopus.
Nah, man.
Got them octopus have
with this suction cuts them,
to just hold you down and just drag it to the bottom of the ocean. You know what?
Me can't deal with the eel, boy.
Anyways.
The eel.
As we were saying, I was extremely happy to see you there. And I think even for Jay and I, on a smaller scale, we felt when we were first coming out with YouTube, we had to be something else and be what people wanted to see. And then that's when, I just kind of said, yo, fuck that. We can be ourselves. We can make this shit happen with ourselves. And that's why I'm happy with a project like Judge Psycho, because Jay and I weren't raised in the streets or raised in a bad part where it's just like we're watching out for certain things. But then like an area in our life. We're surrounded by a lot of these people because I can't remember exactly what happened, but the area that we're living in, Brampton, the government sent a lot of people from like Jane and Finch and like all these like bad areas to Brampton. And a lot of them were just like going to like, oh, Brampton's nice. So they started running those ends. And like we had to start like watching out for like the certain shit that, you know what I mean, like you should be cautious for. And it's just really cool that we got that opportunity to put something on a platform where it's just like, yo, everyone can relate to it. Like, you guys can relate to it. We can relate to it. Now, even like we were saying earlier, the younger generation that didn't really understand our lingo or why we add AZs to the end of everything, they're kind of starting to get it. And it's just like you can kind of teach that wave by just being on the platform you're on now. So I think you're teaching a lot of people just to be themselves because you're still that guy hosting Nostalgia at, you know what I mean, doing your own thing, still doing Soca thing, still doing like you're still being like Rex, but then you're on E-Talk cleaning up. Look good, suit and everything. Let me say yes.
Yeah,
sometimes, my bread is fresh.
Sometimes you gotta wear that 3-piece suit.
Yeah, yes, sir.
It's bro, like that.
I only have one suit.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yo, stop inviting me to fucking places where I need suits because I have one suit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how my friends have so
is
many suits.
Is it a black suit?
It's bluish, I think.
Bro, if a man's gonna own one suit, a man has to have a black suit.
Yeah,
I have a black
one. Yo, I had one, but I grew out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't go to.
Wait, what are you talking about? Grade 8 graduation?
No, nah, oh, but just my body.
You're still growing. You're still growing.
I banged that suit for a minute.
You're still growing.
No. Yo, I'm shrinking and shit, and I'm just like changing and shit.
Holy shit!
Sometimes I'm a little pudgier, and then sometimes I get slim up.
Mm-hmm. I know those ones. I just dropped all kinds.
I don't even know where that picture is, but I got a picture somewhere, and I was going to grade 8 graduation. My dad's like, "Yo, Trevon, it's not that serious. Just take my suit." And I'm like, Brejan, there's something was like 5X on me. Yo, I have to find a picture. I don't know where it's at, but I'll find it. I'll show you.
I think
you.
I saw that picture. Is it?
Me
is
and Julian.
It's like a fucking Suge Knight suit.
It's like beige. Is it beige?
Yeah.
I think so.
I saw that too. I thought bro, they went, five, though.
Yeah, no, it's a grade 8, bro. I don't even know where that picture is.
Bro, they just chose earth tones as a theme for that month. I mean, for that graduation year.
I honestly didn't get it, but I was with my brother Julian, you know what I'm saying? But
Juju.
Shout out to Juju.
Shout out to young Juju, man.
Juju.
Back in the ends.
Yeah, he back. I had so much to talk to you about, but first off, how's your year going? You're talking about... I know earlier we got to like catch them up. We're talking about self-love and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? And just taking the time to remember you're human and get off your phone. And I was talking to Tyrone about meditating. I'm like, yeah, I want to start meditating and everything. And you're already like, yo, I already kind of started that. How has that been changing and affecting your life, your everyday?
Listen, for me, 2018 was one of those years where I just said, fuck it, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was 260 pounds and I said, that's not fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I saw that too.
Young catchies are not going to rate that. You know what I mean? So, but I got some cool shit. I just decided to eat better. At first, I decided to not eat red meat for the sake of climate change. Sorry.
Yeah.
Feel me? And then I lost like 8 pounds in a month and I was like, oh, right,
eight P's.
Yeah.
Eight LBs.
So then I was like, all right, you know what? Cool. Start eating clean, working out, and just break a sweat. So my whole thing was like, yo, I have goals. I know how I want to look. I know how I want to feel, most importantly. Because how you look is one thing, but how you feel is a completely different
thing. But, yo, then in turn, like, once you feel good, you start then looking better. It just works like that.
You understand me? So I knew what my goal was. My goal was give my best effort, look my best, feel my best, do my best. That's it. Give, look, feel, do my best. Yep. And that's where I...
Write that down.
Yeah, give, look, feel, do my best. And then, what comes with that is all of a sudden you have all these physical health gains.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo, I just made small adjustments, but I stayed consistent with it.
Yeah.
Feel me? And then after a year and a bit, all of a sudden, 45 pounds later, I mean, DMs are popping.
DM them juice up.
Feeling good, more importantly. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's that outbound as well, right? Like it's coming from inside, so I feel great. So I decided to also make a change with the mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's overlooked.
Making
sure
I'm conscious of like how like I'm not just listening to a bunch of bullshit. Mm-hmm. I'm not just reading a bunch of bullshit. Mm-hmm. I unfollowed all kinds of shit I don't need to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And just being a little bit more conscious of what I consume. So not just my food, but like, you know, orally, visually, all of that. Yeah. And then just reading, writing, just challenging myself and thinking. People don't like to think. Remember we were talking about that?
Bro, I'm telling
you. People don't like to think. So I said, no, I need to think more. So think bigger and do more.
Bro, I think people just don't even realize how little they're actually thinking.
People
like when I really started to pay more attention to that, I'm like, bro, I never fucking take time for myself and think of like, yo, what the fuck do I want? Or like,
right.
Why am I feeling this way? Or just like legit think about who the fuck I am and like what I like. Because then when I didn't know that, I'm just kind of like moving about life, just going with anything. Like, I don't know what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
So how can I go in any direction, you know? So once I figure shit out and like lock things down, like everything's just like, like fucking like water now.
Yeah.
Like just flowing.
And that's the programming of life, like the routine aspect of how we're all programmed, right?
Yeah.
Like once
yeah.
you get into a routine, you don't even have to think no more.
Right.
And people just...
Yeah, so think about what your program, like what a lot of people's program is right now, which is like wake up, boom, Twitter right away, boom, fucking Instagram right away, boom, comparing yourself to this and that without even like deliberately comparing yourself. It's just like a lot of the shit just goes into your subconscious and you don't even know that you fucking even picked it up or yet you're still thinking about it.
Or
still,
so quick.
So fill your motherfucking subconscious with some good shit, nigga, your goals, your fucking, you got to visualize, my nigga, know what you want, know what you're going for, know what you like, what you don't like, and then from there, that's when you like act accordingly. Mm-hmm. Switch up who's around you, and you got to look around and make sure people are on the same wave as you. You can't have people pulling you back or just distracting you or fucking, you know what I mean?
And if your homie if your girlfriend, if your boyfriend, if your whatever isn't on that on that same wavelength,
mm-hmm.
pull them up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to push yourself and push yourself and push each other. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, there comes a time where you have to really, you know, some people, like, again, some people don't want more. So if you're the type of person that wants more, you have to be able to filter out, you know, what's sense, what's nonsense, filter out the bullshit and be like, yo, because some people don't want more for themselves. Some people are cool with being where they're at. And that's fine. Be that. You know what I mean? But, like, if you're not the mediocre, if you're not the, if you're not, like, you know, just the average Joe, whatever, you want more for yourself, there's still some things that are burning inside you that you want to achieve, that you want to express, if you want to create.
Yeah. Figure that out. A lot of people just have their times, man. It's like, you tell them this shit. Even me, for a certain time, I just hear, I've heard, like, the same advice my whole life. And legit, I'm just like, to me, it's like, it was for a long time, it was just words. I'm just like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, try your hardest, obviously. But, you know, until you really fucking have that moment, it's like, oh, shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually do this shit?
But, and then, like, you got to think, it's a full
changes circle. Everything.
It's a full circle because the same ones that want to do better but won't do better for themselves are the same ones.
So they don't want to do better then.
Huh?
All right, go ahead.
The same ones that want to do better but they're not doing better are the same ones type under your pictures when you do better for yourself and you're doing some good shit. Yeah. They're the ones that's mad because you actually did it.
Right.
You got to find it within yourselves, you know?
Bro, okay, bad sign number one, if you're mad, something's wrong.
Yeah.
There should be like, yo, when you know when you're on top of your shit, you're doing your thing, you're so focused on what you're doing and where you're going.
Yeah.
And then you see your brethren doing his thing, going where he's supposed to go. And when you see him like hit his little checkpoints and finish lines, is like, yeah, like, ah, like we're in this race together. I'm doing my thing. I'm fucking getting what I know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
He knows where he's going. That has nothing to do with me, you know?
I'm trying to get
so if it bothers you,
go ahead.
If that shit bothers you, it's a bad sign, is what I'm saying.
Yo, that's 100%.
That shouldn't fucking bother you.
At the end of the day, like, I feel like 2018 was just like a lot. Like
talking to the mic, Bridget?
Oh, my fault. 2018. Yeah. I should know.
Yeah, we bought the mic, so like.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, use the mic. Yeah. You can
this,
sit back.
This one?
Yeah. You can pull it back.
Yo, chill, bro.
Now you can adjust. You can lean back.
You can adjust it.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Use the arm.
Yo.
Bro, imagine buying.
I can hug up the mic and just.
Hug it up.
Hug it up. Sick.
Yeah, man.
Realistically, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Like, obviously, you guys are my guys. I got Faitana in here. I got Shells.
Human bandana.
I got Rex with me.
Shells.
And I'm gonna be honest. There's a snowstorm coming. I just want to chill with y'all all night.
I'm trying to snow y'all in.
What's up?
Yo,
that was my second note.
What?
Snow the guys in.
Oh, yeah. I see it. So we just be chilling. We chilling all night. What's up?
I'm cooling.
All right.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I'm cooling.
Okay.
There might have been a time in my life where I'm like, yo, it's Friday night. Are you dumb? Let's go get fried. Like, da da da. But I would much rather, like, I just came from the gym. This is why I'm dressed like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just went physical.
Mm-hmm.
And now, right here, this is where I'd rather be. I'd rather be with some young creatives.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can make some magic. At the end of the day, like, not that I don't want to party no more. I'm still the party animal.
Okay.
But that can't be my priority.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I wanna create.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Drake. Y'all hear that shit?
No. Soldier.
Tiger.
Drake. Create.
Create. Podcast.
Be it Draco. What y'all think about
what Soldier's saying right now?
Bro, honestly, I think a lot of shit he's talking about, he has a point.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things he was talking about, like how he started this and he started that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, I'll give it to him. So everyone knows Soulja Boy was, like, the first to a lot of shit. He was the first social media, was first to YouTube, first vlogging, first doing a lot of shit. I get it. But I feel like Soulja Boy hasn't been receiving enough attention. And now that he's getting some attention off this Tiger shit, he's just going off. Because all the interviews, this guy's just trying to promote everything, which he should be. Go ahead, do your thing. But it's just like, it's just sad that, like, he looks like he's on some shit. You know what I mean?
Or is he doing all the shit to promote some shit?
Nah, because even Casanova pressed him, and, like, he's just like, yo, you got all this shit on
Who's
your nose.
Casanova?
And blah, blah. You don't know who Casanova is?
Casper Nova.
Casanova's an OG.
OG.
He's like
a new OG.
He's a new OG,
yeah,
but he's an OG.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, you know?
Casanova, two-time.
Yeah. OG. You know what I mean? Niggas just respect them. You know what I mean? But, like, so apparently, I don't know what really happened, but he got pressed, and Soulja Boy's just clearly wilding.
Where did all this Soulja Boy shit come from?
Bro, I was asleep.
Tyga. it started with Tyga, and he said he had the biggest comeback. And
Tyga didn't say that.
No, Soulja Boy about Tyga.
Yeah, but like I think everyone.
Oh no! Somebody said that Tyga had the biggest comeback of 2018, and he was like, "What the fuck?" Okay,
Tyga. Tyga.
That's when he started going back like that, and I get it. Like Soulja Boy was in a lot of beef this year.
But
like,
how did Soulja Boy have the biggest comeback? What song did he have in 2018?
He wasn't. He was really not talking music. He was talking as a form of like, yo, I was beefing with Migos, Chris.
But that wasn't even with, all like, 2018 people. Though.
Yeah, I know. This is what I'm saying. He's crazy. But, and then he's trying to bring up, like, yo, I designed the game. Like, what did Kanye do? And, like, Kanye did this. I did this. He's just comparing himself to, like, mad different people. But I just feel like he got the attention from Tyga, and he got attention from, the from like, social media, importantly. So now he started running with it. So he did Breakfast Club interview. He did, like,
Everyday Struggle.
Everyday Struggle. And he's just going over there just, like, wilding to all of them. Like, Academics is, like, pressing. He said, I think Soulja Boy was talking about how someone bit something from him, and then Academics is like, yo, like,
Shotty Low.
Yeah, he's like, what did you bite? And then Soulja Boy said, you're fat. And that was his comeback. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, it was funny, but it was just like, bro, like, you're not arguing like a grown man. So he said, shut up, you're fat. And I'm like, well, wait, what the fuck?
Yo, when you're backed into a corner, you say vicious shit.
Well, can somebody explain the headband, though?
I don't know. The headband, it looks old. First time. It looks kind
that's
of old.
That's marketing. That's all marketing. What do you he mean? Knows we're going to talk about it.
I don't think that's on purpose.
It's working on you guys.
I think that's on purpose.
Sometimes this guy too much
I think at this point it's on purpose. The first interview might have been like, yo, this is fresh, I'm wearing it. It's on purpose now. It's absolutely on purpose now.
I think there's a hole in my cup. I just spilled the drink all over me.
Yo,
no man look this way.
That yo,
this is in your beard?
Yeah, hell yeah. that headband, it looked like he hooped in it
outside.
100.
You know what it looked like?
And it was hot.
Bro, you
and
know what?
Like, it was white, and now it's yellow.
Bro, it just looked like he pulled it back like an elastic.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. And, like, launched it at somebody.
Well, it's not supposed to be beige?
I don't know.
That's what it is.
Beige, no?
I don't know,
that's
man.
What it is, but it just looks, like, stretched out and just, like.
But.
It looks
like a bedtime tea, bro.
It's funny because, like. There's a video of him going into a store trying to buy a new Gucci headband, and like he threw it on the ground and said, "I'm not buying this shit."
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I'm like, what the fuck is he doing out here? Like, I don't know, man.
I don't know. He's entertaining. He makes some good points, but then he also just looks like a rich crackhead. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I fought with Soulja.
Definitely wild. Anyway,
I've always loved Soulja.
Yeah, that's a legend right there. Regardless.
Yeah. What?
Yo, my man Shells is making fucking music, man.
Oh, man, yes.
Shells is making fucking music.
Guys, go, like, stream my shit.
Please.
What you got Spotify. Out right now? What's,
yo, I got
what's...
three joints out right now. I just started putting out music, like, 3 months ago.
Jeez.
So, you know, Sheldon Sebastian, you can search it on, like, all your stuff.
It's about time.
You know I'm searching it right now, right?
Yeah, search it.
What do I search it on?
Apple Music, whatever.
Apple Music. Oh, so you, like, rap.
Yeah, a little
bro,
bit.
Bro, my guy's smooth.
He's so smooth.
Bro, we're showing this guy for years. Yeah.
Sheldon.
Yeah, it's time.
Sebastian. But it's like S-A-B-A-S-T-I-N. Like,
where does Sebastian come from?
That's my middle name.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just on some fucking rap shit.
S-A.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
It's my middle name. Yeah,
so you're like Rihanna and Drake. They actually have their their real middle names as their
Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar does the same thing. Lamar's his middle
for real?
Name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bro, my middle name is whack.
What is it?
I don't even want to tell you guys.
I have a sick middle name.
Honestly, I thought my shit was whack for years.
Sebastian is fucking sick.
But I hated it. I hated it growing up.
My middle name's Rigatoni.
It is.
Because I'm Italian.
Deadass?
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah.
Dead ass, bro?
Yeah.
Say on the set.
I'm fucking Linguini.
Say on the set.
On the set?
Yeah, you can't say it. That's what I fucking thought.
Nah, my middle name my middle name is Eric. It's on some chill shit.
Yo.
Dead ass?
Bro, I got my grandpa's middle name.
You Eric? Have three songs out.
Yeah.
Fawcett.
Yeah.
I Need Two.
Yes, sir.
And Never Die.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
What's your favorite so far?
Look at the waves.
Look at the waves.
Man, I don't know, you know, like. Yo, I just put that up too, yo. Shout out Apple.
Shout out my guy, Shells. All appreciate right. It. Appreciate Say it. Less. I just downloaded it.
I appreciate it.
Streaming.
Be honest, if it's whack, let me know.
Nah.
I mean, to be honest.
Shit is good.
Keep it a buck.
Yo, you're making the shit at home?
I need two.
Yeah, I'm making it at home right now. Trying to.
Oh, those ones are from your crib?
Those are from my crib,
yeah. Oh, fuck. How do you find that? Fuck the studio, then.
I don't know. Like, that's how I am. I'm just a real DIY person. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just have like a control issue, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even like.
Yo, I can't wait to hear this shit.
Yeah, I really hope you like it too. Like,
cause I don't know what to expect.
Yo, I like it's some crazy shit. Yo, the thing is, like, I don't know if I'll get in trouble for this, but I'd run this shit right now.
You can't. You won't get
in
trouble.
Yeah, we can. I'm straight.
We have permission from the fucking artist. Yeah, can we do this shit?
All my shit's good. Okay. Yeah, all my shit's good. You know.
Wait, where?
Shout out Tones.
High like, download no crazy it on my samples computer. Or
not like no crazy. That? Nah, no crazy samples.
Is it on SoundCloud?
Never Die might have a sample, but. Yo, the first Fawcett doesn't have a sample.
Can you download the shit?
Download it? Doesn't have it.
Is Fawcett a drip though?
Fawcett is
it's a drip.
Yo, it's self explanatory.
Hey, sure. Where could I download it?
SoundCloud. You can download it off SoundCloud.
Okay, cool.
SoundCloud
cool.
Slash
like the actual well,
okay. So I got them right here. Which one would you want me to download and play?
Play I Need Two because that's the which most one?
Yeah, okay.
Play I Need All Two. Right. Yeah,
I Need Two. I'm gonna get it while we get it.
Yeah.
My fucking wisdom teeth are growing in and it's fucking bullshit. And
yeah.
I'm mad. Oh, shit. Well, you take your wisdom teeth out?
It hurts.
Why does it not hurt for you?
Yeah, really? I haven't taken mine out.
Bro, my shit is about
out. Oh, do you mean, they're already in there?
Yeah, bro, they're growing in right now. I don't know. I'm feeling don't pressure on my whole head.
My shit's straight. I mean,
yo, I seen that shit take people out, pressure. Bro.
Yeah.
Beer.
Bro, I just want to lay on the floor for
beer,
a week.
Beer meds.
Oh, you're already starting to feel it?
Yeah, yo, it's pushing.
Oh, so you got to take it out then?
Yeah, I don't want to though. Cause yo, one time it was starting to hurt. Like it really fucking hurt.
And it went away?
Yo, I called the dentist. I'm like, yo, honestly, y'all niggas got me. Cause first off, they've been on my ass since I was like 18 or 17. They're like, oh, you better take your teeth from now. I'm like, nigga, it's in the back of my fucking head. Mm-hmm. But now it started to push at this one point. And then I'm like, all right, y'all got me. I'm set up the fucking appointment. I'll come through, take my fucking teeth out. Yeah. And then on the day, they're like, oh, you have to wait for a week for the guy to come and pull your teeth out. And then the day I was supposed to go, it just stopped hurting. So I'm like, oh, wow. Fuck, I look like cutting my mouth open. And then I started ducking all their calls. And then they called me for like a month straight.
Shit.
But it's back. And I think I got to call them back. But my pride won't let me.
Yeah. The dentist is not. It's not the way.
Bro. What I'm not trying to see. Because I was there when Trevon had to pull this shit out.
Yeah. Oh, you
did it already?
You did it?
Yeah, I pulled
bro,
four
I was
out.
There. This nigga was standing on Trevon's chest.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to fucking do that
what
shit.
What do you mean?
First off.
And I was
to pull
awake.
Out his tooth.
And I'm trying
like, you
to
know
tell,
how
boy.
They have to force it.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell son. I'm like, yo, it's not that deep. And he's over here saying, I'm like, bro, I'm awake, bro. Like, I'll rock you right now. Like, yo, my mouth was numb. And he's like with a screwdriver. And he's just in there. And I'm like, bro, I can feel that.
Screwdriver?
Yo, this whole story is a wah.
Yo, it's happening. Because my thing is, I'm not real trying to. Shit, first though. Off, I'm not going to be awake for that shit. But at the same time.
Yeah, what do you mean you're awake? No. I didn't believe him.
You have to knock
you
me
could
out.
Numb it. You could numb it or you could fucking go to sleep.
I'm swinging if you don't knock me out.
But he just numbed it.
Yeah.
But you I'm got, not trying to like no. go to bed. So,
but your arms
like,
were
like, on my chest.
Your arms were free up.
Yo, I could lean them if I wanted to.
Yeah. Bro, it
I
saw him if I wanted balling
to
up a fist.
Deck this dude up, bro. It like it hurt,
Regin. Nah,
the drink did good, huh?
You're strong.
The drink did kind of strong, you know,
bro. The first time it is
you
know in what? My chest, bro.
Yeah, the drink.
Yeah.
Hold on. While we pull up, I'm gonna let this young Shells run. This one's called I Need Two.
Do that.
We gonna switch these cameras and we gonna drop this new little Shells while we pull up.
Yes, ma'am.
My young.
All right, hold on. Right now we got this brand new. No,
talk your
do
shit.
It. Yo, you're the host. Yeah.
Hey, hold on.
Give me TV vibes real quick before we go on a break. This man is incredible because he'll switch up from hood. He'll switch up to like Mandem. So like, yo, Tyrone, we are on set. Watch this. 3, 2, 1.
Yo, here we are going now. We have a brand new truck.
Canadian television.
Big up, Bridget.
Canadian television.
Oh, Canadian television. Oh, my fault. Yo.
Action.
All right, so, yo, ladies and gentlemen, we got a brand new track from the homie Shells. He's been putting in work. So, yeah, we're going to let the music speak for itself. Shells, let's go.
I got the juice, speed in the coupe. Niggas is hoes, ain't go to proof. Bitch, I'm a dog, feel like I'm cute. Niggas is fake, I'm out the loop. Keep it a buck, but I need two. Keep it a buck, but I need two. Keep it a buck, but I need two. Keep it a buck, but I need. I got the juice, speed in the coupe. Niggas is hoes, ain't go to proof. Bitch, I'm a dog, feel like I'm cute. Niggas is fake, I'm out the loop. Keep it a buck, but I need two. 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 Yeah. Doing this shit with no cosign. Shoot it up, I got them dope lines. Baby girl, all in my DMs. Sorry, but I ain't got no time. I hear you, but you ain't got no rhymes. Rapping, but you ain't got no lines. Niggas is pussy in real life. Talking, but we know you won't slide. 100, you know I be on time. Niggas is working, we all grind. Nowadays, see me with only crew. Cause niggas be acting like Showtime. Niggas be acting like Showtime. We ain't tripping, we eating in no time. We ain't tripping, we eating in no time. Believe it, my nigga.
That right there was my man Shells called I Need Two. That's everywhere. That's on Apple Music. That's on Shazam. That's on SoundCloud. Y'all go support my man's. 2019 is going to be a big year because we putting pressure on y'all stupid, goofy niggas. Stupid.
Yo, all that fucking, yo, all right, see y'all next year shit.
Fucking dead, man.
It's the year of the man. Upload.
Year to upload.
It's the year of the file.
This is what
complete
we doing,
files
man.
On the side.
I mean, we gonna try. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's already done.
It's already done, dummy.
Oh,
Rex, 2020. How you feel about my man's record?
I need two.
That's what I'm saying. But he got three out.
Yeah. Get on that Apple Music, bitch.
Yeah, get that.
Yeah, yeah. So, When we was all listening to the record, you know, we were talking about some basketball. A lot has been going on.
On the court,
yeah. Durant.
Oh, you talking? Oh, I thought you were talking. I thought you were going to talk about the time when I.
Ooh.
Nah, I mean,
he made the shoe squeak on you.
Skip, skip.
Oh, let me tell you something about Tyrone.
Let's be truthful.
Tyrone does not pull up. Number one.
Often.
Ever.
Yo, honestly, man.
I tell Tyrone, I even say, brother, come check me. I'm sick at the crib. You know what I mean? Come see
me. Wait, so hold on. When Juju was moving.
And it's like.
I didn't show up to the runs and give you guys.
Rex.
I didn't give you guys.
Wait, hold on. Rex.
Man don't care about all that right
now. Like, I don't really care. Yo.
What?
Man don't care about all that right now, bro.
Yo, beat it.
Come on.
I don't care.
Beat it. That was a. You know, do you lose points for. Bad usage of the soundboard.
Not on this podcast. It's all shit.
Nah, we don't.
Yeah, you lost some points.
You lost three points.
You lost some points.
Yo, you see that? You know what? Shells decided to choose his faith.
With what?
You got scared of what?
Yeah.
I got super dark.
I'm like, is this all shit?
Shells just chose his
faith. What are you going to do?
Like, what's wrong?
Shells? Stop it.
This is the difference between this and group chat. We still gonna go. You think I'm gonna stop?
It don't stop.
It don't fucking stop.
Yo, you guys are getting all the technical difficulties. Yo, what the fuck's wrong with that shit?
What? Hold on. What's going on?
That shit keeps stopping.
The camera broke.
Oh, the camera's broke like your jump shot.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wait, come on. Ooh. I not press the button. Listen, Rex, my jump shot is on. It's
your
proper.
Jump shot's trash.
Anyways, James Harden had a wonderful game the other night.
Yo,
who's that up
he's
against?
He's not
that,
trash.
Who?
He is not trash.
I can't even like face this, you bro. Like, I'm trying to talk about something serious.
Yo,
I'm good.
His step back is like, you know, like when like the hottest girl that has an attitude is walking through the dance, and a man goes to drop her, and she just like, Urks. That's how James Harden's step back. That's how.
I feel like it's a travel sometimes.
Sometimes?
Absolutely.
All the time.
It's fishy, bro.
More times.
Okay.
It's fishy, but.
It'd be like four steps and shit?
Yeah.
No, who did that? Steps? Who did that one? The actual legit four steps.
Yeah, I've seen James do some crazy
shit. That was him.
It was him?
That was James Harden, yeah.
That one was Harden? Wild. Yeah, that
Steph,
was
him, Steph be stepping sometimes.
Yo, no. Yo, so many footsteps.
Nah.
Steph, LeBron.
He takes big hops. Like, he doesn't take steps. He takes big hops.
Okay, this is the thing. You see? It comes like a hole in your mouth. Just drop off. I'm like, yo, why did...
I got to make it hot, bro. Why you got to do that?
I aired myself out.
He was looking on the floor.
But that's your decision, though.
But he made it hot for himself. He's looking on the floor going like, me, I held it down. I'm chilling. I'm like, yo, fuck, it's already.
What's in this thing? This thing has me sweating, fam.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, the fireplace is on.
I don't even
too,
know. So fireplace is on. But like I was saying, Rex, pay attention to this because like it's something that I feel like you can learn a lot from too. It's like when players like James Harden, like who we got? You mentioned the greats. You mentioned like Harden, LeBron. MJ, of course, Kobe, Steph. Yeah, you mentioned like all these people, and they get away with calls like the step back. Like, I always get away with a step back because I'm just like, yo, they're just going to let me rock because I'm that nice.
It doesn't
nice.
Go in anyway, so like.
So it goes in, and then like, that's what I'm trying to say. I feel like that's why they just let the great slide.
Why did they let you slide, though? Yeah, so the fuck is, what's it do with your shit?
Yeah.
What's that about? When they let you slide?
Why are you able to like.
Who's they?
Like them.
Because the random are definitely calling travel if you do some bullshit. So who's there? You're not paying me, ref.
I just want everyone to pay attention to what is really going on here. Because my friends, them just turned to shark.
And my shark and our people
suit. Come bite me. Shark and our people suit. Sometimes the shark have dread. Sometimes shark have durag. Or I just pay attention to the sharks. Because my jump shot nice. I'm not going to lie.
But me don't want to misguide me, brother. You know, say your skills and how much you love play basketball, it don't match up. So,
but me think it match up. So, anyways, basketball is going crazy right now. I'm gonna stop talking if y'all want to talk about James Harden because I watch ball, but I feel like I don't really like know shit like a hooper.
I'm not really that guy. This is how I pay attention to the NBA. Mm-hmm. I follow House of Highlights on Instagram.
Yeah,
you smell me? Mm-hmm. And it's a part of my routine. Like, it's like before I go to sleep, I say, all right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Right to the top of the page. Let's cut through.
If you see the highlights, it's pretty much.
I only catch the games, bro. I'm not like one of those guys
that like, yo, the game's on, yo. Like,
yeah. Bro, because you don't know what he talks about a normal shot. Like, oh, yeah, he shot it from the.
But true, Sam.
He shot it from the 3-point line.
Trying to get into some betting, so I might have to start, you know, worrying about the stats.
Oh, bet 365?
Mm. Trying to make some.
Yo, I know my guys. Yo, the thing is, I hear a lot of guys talking about how much money they're making.
Yeah.
But then you also forget about the guys who aren't talking.
Aren't talking about it.
They're not talking.
I took an L already. I ain't tell y'all.
You see what I mean?
I didn't even know that.
That's don't go off the three guys that always winning all this money.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they're quiet. Yeah. I'm like, basketball's on. They didn't text me that they want a bunch of money.
Yo,
I should reach out.
Like, the game's over. I didn't get no
sign. Yeah. Nobody celebrated.
That's a fact.
Y'all keep talking.
What? But yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, for real.
Shout out Jay Harden and shit. He might get MVP this year because he's going crazy.
Bro, I just fucking turn on the game when it's
a. That's a good joke.
Man's are giggling over there. That's crazy.
It was a good joke.
Low key,
Tyrone's funny. Yo, you know what? I think I'm gonna take this from you. Drink some more water. Jermaine recently went to Australia, and you too.
I saw the man in Australia. Yo, that's strange. Crazy.
When I held my guy in Australia, it
felt weird. Was that different? You guys knew like you're about to link up out there?
We knew. I mean, the day of. I didn't know you were planning to go to Australia. You didn't know.
I didn't even fucking know. I was just there. I'm like, oh shit.
Trust me, when I seen the snap, I was like, what the fuck?
Yo, Australia is lit, but that flight, though. You were coming from somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, the flight still. To Singapore is crazy, and I'm never fucking traveling again.
How long was that flight?
17 hours, my brother.
From Singapore?
We had a layover in, we're in LA, and then we have a layover in fucking San Francisco, which doesn't count.
Oh, so you went all the way, what the?
Yo, I went to
Where'd you go? How'd you get back? Are you even Tyrone?
No. Are you here?
Fuck is this?
Wait, did you leave?
Yo,
are you still
gonna check a story?
No, I'm dead. That's amazing. So, okay, listen,
bro. Sick.
I flew Toronto to Vancouver, 5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Vancouver to Sydney, 15 hours.
15,
holy.
Sydney to Perth, another 4 hours. That is a total of quick maths, 24 quick hours.
Oh, that was like Jesus. As soon as you got to Sydney, you went to Perth.
Damn. Yeah.
No, I don't want to do it.
Because we did New Year's Eve in Perth.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. Bro, I did 17 hours to Singapore and I just couldn't believe it. That was the longest flight I ever took. The longest flight I ever took before that was like 10 hours, which is so ridiculous.
You were 17 hours, bro, one straight shot?
As a big man, that's not right, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, make airplane seats for people plus size.
But the thing is,
no,
they're not going to do it. It's realistic.
Do it though. Because, yo,
realistically,
yo, United seats.
Yeah,
are
they
tiny.
Do it. They do it. They call it business class.
Yeah, no, you know, no. For real. They just think, hey, because
hey,
I'm tall?
Hey, hey.
I don't agree, man.
Hey, they ain't talking broke, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You want to see that? Hey.
Fit, nigga, you how much is... Oh, my God.
10 bands, nigga.
Bro, I just wanted to get... Yo, I wanted to fight everyone on the flight. Even the babies. I just want to even fight everyone up, bro. I was so mad.
Because, like, little-ass kids really
bro,
be leaning back.
Bro, I'm sitting like a fucking Lego.
They really be leaning back. Like, you're,
90
you're
degrees.
Like 6 feet.
6'2", my nigga.
You're a mush up in the back, too. No, that's how you caught up in the back at one point.
Yo, listen.
He posted it for everyone to see. I'm not exposing.
I was so cheesed because I'm tall. Mm-hmm. I always make sure, you know, when you get to that 24 hour mark before your flight.
Yes.
I go online. Fast. I check in. I get an exit row, or I pay a little thing. Get the premium economy, or you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Or if it's a business thing, I might get a business thing. But my guy, when we're taking so many different flights because we're touring, so it was like we went from Perth to Melbourne, from Melbourne to Brisbane to Sydney. Mm. So that was like a different flight every 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're fried the night before. So all of a sudden, I'm like, yo, why is my luck so bad? Two flights in a row.
Ooh.
I'm in the back.
Nah, man. That's where I was on
the way. In the back in the middle.
Oh, you can't really leave.
And then you're
in
fighting
the
a man for the armrest.
Yeah, you're just like, yo,
you win this one, you lose that one. Yeah. Then you win this one, you lose this one. Then you're like, yo.
Other times I just put my fucking... I just hug myself.
Yo, what are the top people hacks?
I just hold it.
Yo, man. What are the top people hacks? Like, when you're on an airplane, you honestly on an economy.
Exit row.
Okay, that's just one leg. First off. And then on top of that, the armrest on the outside doesn't open.
What do you mean one
leg? Yes, it does. You got to click the shit
under. I was about to put you on game.
You got to click it under.
Oh, you said exit row?
Yeah,
exit row. Oh, my bad. I thought I was thinking the aisle.
Yo, I hate the aisle.
Yo, because they mush in the car.
Bump me up.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, there's coffee on my head.
Passionate.
I'm Singapore.
Yo,
passionate.
Yo, a kid boxed me in my face.
You get those.
Yo, it was the funniest shit that ever happened to me. Listen, I was finally falling asleep. Because you know, when you're sitting in the aisle, brush.
Every
second. And then when they're pushing the cart to bring people juice, brush.
On your shoulder.
It's like, jeez. So I'm sitting like this now. You know these ones where you're just like, kind of falling asleep. Yo, the lady was holding a little mad breed picnic in her hand. And like she was waiting to go to the bathroom, so she was standing there. And I was just
oh my God.
Yo, like this. I woke up like this. I see the kid like this looking at me. The kid's just looking at me like this.
Oh, that's a fight.
I would have
up his hair. I would
have
like this is
head. I was so cheese. But what were you do? I was like this.
You know what I'm
saying? And his mom didn't even know, you know.
Yo,
I'm snitching right on the spot.
I'd be like, yo, listen, your kid? All right.
Yo, low-key, I just had to laugh.
Bro, honestly, I'm just saying it for tall man. Hold on real quick, man. Just for all the airlines out there, for tall people, meet me halfway. Just make it a little bit bigger. Straight. You don't got to make it my size. Just make it a little bit bigger. Because I'm in the bathroom, and I got to pee fucking, and my back is arched backwards because I can't. You know, you're tall, and then the curve of the airplane. So you can't even look at your piece. So you gotta look. I gotta look.
Wait, you can't look at what?
You can't look at my. You can't look at your. They're not as tall as you. You know the curvature of the airplane.
Wait,
you go to the bathroom
because then why you have to sit on toilet?
I'm not sitting. Hey, you know what?
Sit on your piss.
Then why you have to sit on it?
That's like eating thing. What are you doing?
Wait, what?
When did you have to sit on your piss?
I said that. That's what I'm saying. That's why they designed it, because they want you to sit on it. That's why.
Oh, sit on the toilet seat.
Hold on. Okay, guys, you know what I'm talking about. He knows.
Yo, run up.
Sit on what?
Bro, why are you guys
going in the washroom, nigga?
He's talking about, aren't you talking about your seat?
He's talking about the washroom.
The bathroom.
The bathroom in
Look,
the plane.
I'm going to take off my headphones. Me and Tyron are going to talk. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
No, guys.
How can you say that?
Bro, I'm saying.
Sit on what? Sit on what? Economy.
Yeah, I have no idea where the fuck we went wrong. Look, I'm talking about being in the bathroom.
The day, you guys are in the wrong. Y'all weren't listening, bro.
I'm saying tiny people fly first class no matter what.
That's it, bro.
The seats are big and the bathroom's big. Me, I'm big. The fucking my seat. I was like a sardine.
Bend over, bro.
No, like I'm standing in the bathroom.
And you can't stand up.
Guys.
What is he drinking? Take that cup.
All right, fine. Yo, Shells, look.
To me.
Jermaine, you're good.
I'm not even talking.
Jermaine is like, yo, I'm in my chair. Okay. I'm in my chair. I'm sitting down comfortably. Shells is like, yeah, toilet, bent over. Can't fit. Like, what?
Run up. What's going on?
Jermaine.
Okay, go ahead. Let me explain. Okay, where am I getting it wrong?
I don't know what's going on.
Were you on this flight?
You just keep blurting out questionable shit.
Jermaine.
What was the first one? No, I don't even want to know.
Gentlemen.
Okay.
Yes. I'm in the bathroom as a tall guy.
Where we at?
Tiny fucking bathrooms. Airplane bathrooms.
Okay.
On the airplane. So there's the toilet is against the side of the airplane, right? Mm-hmm. On the wall of the airplane, right?
I get it. I was with you. Shelf,
and then because of the curvature and how tall I am.
How am I wrong, though?
I can't stand up because, look.
Oh, in the washroom. Yeah.
So I got to pee like this.
That's why I said, okay.
That's what you said, sit down?
No. On the toilet. I said they designed the washrooms for you to sit on the toilet.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
I know that, but okay, I'm saying only that was the joke.
Sit down
that
on
was,
the toilet.
Yo,
that was
chill, my guy.
Y'all don't sit down on the toilet?
I don't know where you got that from.
Chill, my guy.
I know, light skin, we put toilet paper on the seat before we sit.
I don't even do that. I don't sit. Honestly, on some real, on the real shit, I hover.
You're a hover?
I hover.
Can we go to the next topic?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, if I got it. Okay.
Before we get back to that topic, we're on a top. Before we switch topics.
Wait, can I get I wasn't wrong, though.
You're right.
Okay, thank you. Niggas trying to play me.
Look, I'm just going to get. We're on the topic of traveling. I'm going to tell y'all a story. I want to know if y'all niggas think this shit's
funny. And I'm not saying shit.
This is a real story. this is a real story that happened to me literally just the other week. So I'm traveling and I'm coming back from Miami. My girlfriend had a job in Miami, so I went out there and I'm like, all right, I'll check Julian same time.
I love her, by the way.
Thank you. Me too. So I was out there and then now we're all leaving. So we're all leaving the same day. Maria, my girlfriend, she's going back home. Julian's coming back to Toronto with me, but he got another flight. I have a latest Toronto flight. So I drop Maria off, drop Julian off at their terminals. I leave now and I'm going to go check into my terminal. I'm alone. I'm mad tired. I had to wake up like 4 a.m., but my flight was at 10. I'm going through security now. I'm alone and I'm wearing some pants that are like, you know what I mean? Just like kind of some cool, chill, baggy jeans or like baggy, like kind of pants. Like workout pants. Yeah, like little slushy pants. Like slushy pants.
Oh, yeah, pants.
So they're like slushy pants and I'm going through and I already know the deal. I put everything in my bag so I can just put the bag through the look of thing. You know what I mean?
Travel tips, my guy. Cut.
You know what I mean? Put everything in one bag, pick up your bag,
no
and
belts.
Go.
Science.
No belts, nah. Yeah. So I'm going through the thing and I got zippers on my joints. So I got zippers on my pants. So they had to go through the extra scan and say like, yo, I don't think I told you this. They said, yo, I have to check you. So like, I think you have some zippers. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So he's like, yo, just put your hands up. Cause whatever. I put my hands up. I'm like, yeah, check me. Right. Standing in the airport. My man goes like this. Like he's supposed to tap. My guy goes like, mind you, he's wearing gloves. He goes like this on my pants.
Your cheeks together?
And he fucking pulled my pants down. I'm in the middle of the airport. My pants are at my knees. The nigga said, damn. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? He was supposed to
butts
tap
out?
My pants. Bro,
like butts out type shit?
I'm not going to lie. It was towards the end of my trip. I had on the scary boxers.
The scary.
My thighs were out. Like, peace was out. I'm not gonna lie. Like, yo,
it was a bad laundry day.
Bad laundry day. Pinch up boxers. And this guy, like, he was supposed to tap my pants like this to see if there's anything there. He went like this and went down.
This guy's a freak.
And my pants are like around my legs. And I'm looking up. Every security guard's looking at me. I just look at them and say, yo, I didn't want to rush to pick them up. So I'm just there, my hands in the air like this. Peace out.
That's a lawsuit.
Yo. Anyways, that's my story.
Yo, I'm done with traveling, bro.
Go on.
That's crazy.
Yo. Like, what am I supposed to let him pull up my pants? Or you can't be yo. When you're going through security, bro, you can't be too careful.
Like,
you can't quickly go pick up your thing if the fucking security thing just ran for this guy to check me. Mm-hmm.
Yo, chill. That's crazy. But feel me though, because I know you know those ones where you flip the boxes. You already wore them once.
I don't do that.
You've never done it in your whole life.
I don't know that.
Yo, shout out to the Mandem, but I haven't.
I don't know that.
You've never done it in your whole life.
Yo, I know, man. Nope.
I flipped
them. You never travel and ran out of brief. And you, not a brief,
I,
but
I'll
you
fucking hand wash. I'll hand wash my brief in the sink like a pioneer before I fucking.
Oh God!
You never flipped it.
No,
bro.
You ever wear a flip one?
No. Are you busting that right now? You're fishing. You're busting those right now?
What do you mean? I just come from the gym. I'm fresh. I made
everything. Okay. No, but my one guy, like, I'm not going to expose him, but my one dog just, like, put on a shirt when he has no brief, like, and wraps around his waist like Tarzan. I know.
Bro, his arm was in the leg was in the arm.
That's stupidness.
Bro. He did it.
Yo. Shout out to my guy.
No way.
Bro, I saw him. Like, yo, why are your pants so big today?
yo. Idiotic.
He said, y'all wearing a shirt.
Nah, might as well you just don't wear no briefs.
Might as well stay home.
Yeah, stay in your yard.
Do your laundry. Be responsible.
Plan ahead. Talking about, you've never been, Casey, I've traveled to Africa multiple times, traveled to this, da-da-da-da, you know what I mean? I ran out of brief. And I look at a one boxers in my suitcase, and I'm like, you know what? Didn't really get a full wear still, so I just flip it.
Okay, if you didn't get I haven't done that, but I'm trying to understand.
No, you know those ones where you're like, okay, You wake up like 2 in the afternoon and then bomb now, put on a brief, and then you're like, oh, then you're going to go for like a special dinner. So you go and bathe again. And then, you know what I mean? So that box has got like a.
I don't
even
shower at that point.
Yo, Rex is demonstrating.
I don't shower.
Rex is demonstrating that moment where you're telling your madam something. You think they feel you?
And then keep asking. Brendan. Yo, we're gonna be going home, but yo, guys, like you heard me on that, like you know what I'm saying? He's not gonna let this go, bro.
Yo, there's no way. I've never actually talked about this to anybody, but I feel like there's no way our next man has never said, "Yo, you know what? Let me just flip this and just go."
I never flipped still.
I've never flipped still.
Honestly,
no
when it comes,
but you
want to
sit dog and piss.
That's not what I said.
Come on, sit down and take this.
Come on, fuck that.
Come on.
No.
Hold on. The bigger question is, Faitana, what you be doing? He's laughing at everything. That's some skills.
Yo, how'd you find Australia for you?
Yeah.
I actually loved Australia. I loved Melbourne the most.
I didn't get a go, man.
Melbourne was like, you know when you watch a movie and it'll be like a city scene, but the city's like way more futuristic than the city that you know.
Oh, yeah.
That was Melbourne.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, but in real life, you get me? In real time. And because Australia is like a whole nother frippin' world. Like, you know
what
I mean?
You don't even expect that from Australia. That's crazy.
But the thing is about Australia is like the food was like some of the best. Like, I'm a sushi. Like, I love a sushi. Like,
I said I'm a sushi.
I'm a sushi. I love sushi.
I am a piece of sushi.
I didn't know we had a sushi on the episode. Shout out to the sushi.
Shout out to the sushi on him.
I just want to thank everybody for having me. I want to thank God. I want to thank my mom.
He's a sushi.
Yeah. No, but I that's a Hawaii stuff. But I love sushi and Melbourne was super lit. And there's, you know, I love my hookah. Melbourne had the sick, proper, like, right, authentic hookah. And the people were blessed. Mm. Like, obviously, Division was performing. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was just a vibe. I loved Melbourne. I love Sydney. Brisbane was cool. I did one of those, you know, those lime scooters?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I seen them all over the place. I only saw them in bushes and shit. So I'm like, where the fuck do I get the real ones? They're just naturally in bushes, man. These are dirty.
That thing was cool, though.
What are we at for time, real quick? 22. Okay, we got a little more. I got a couple questions.
Motherfucker, what about to say? Sydney was mad nice too. Like on some old man shit. I went to Singapore. There's a lot of greenery, a lot of garden, a lot of everything was clean in Singapore. Singapore is the future.
Really?
Singapore is in 2047. Singapore is ahead of time. Sydney was nice.
Just a sound.
There's just a lot of people staring at you for 5 minutes straight, and that's the only part.
What, in Sydney?
Not in Sydney Spiders. No. Everywhere I went.
You see a kangaroo?
No, but everyone fucking saw me, for sure. Because everyone was just staring at me. It was fucking... by the end of the trip, I'm like, all right, guys, stop fucking looking at me for so long.
When you travel, people be staring at you?
Yeah. That's a drip, though.
Nah, bro.
Shout out to the drip.
Shout out to the drip.
I was in my normal clothes.
That is the drip, though. The drip be doing dripping. That sometimes.
Let me put you guys on game, because I'm telling you, y'all may think you know Tyrone, but you don't know Tyrone. You feel me? You're really cool friends, and I'm more than friends.
Getting a call. Hold on a second. Hello?
Oh, shit.
That's the drip on the phone.
This man is crazy. All
right. Let me call you right back when I finish.
The drill.
No, I'm with the 4-Y'all youths. Big Monting.
Jesus. All right, cool.
What are those?
What's them?
Huh?
I didn't even see those.
Oh, these are Odell Beckham Jr. joints.
Oh, bro, this guy gets so much shit.
No. Got these.
Oh, those.
Damn.
Yeah.
How you doing it, huh?
Just extra like support, that. You know. And this is glow in the dark, you know.
That's just coming back from the gym.
Mm-hmm. This is just on the way back from the gym.
That's all it is.
Crazy. His shoe closet, stupid.
Oh yeah.
But like I was saying, you're and you can just take this and go wherever with it because I don't really know my exact question, but you're more than friends. You're family with some very talented guys. Division.
Yeah.
Some people may know them as DVSN. It's Division.
Yeah.
Just come on, like some. I don't want to air those people out, but come some on, people man. Said catch DVSN. Up. It's Division. Yeah. When I first heard these guys, I was blown the fuck away.
Right.
And then I heard them live, and I was blown the fuck away. How is it being around something like that and being around people like that went from basically nothing to something, but knowing these guys had talent, knowing these guys had something to showcase and just actually seeing that come into part? Because if you guys didn't know, he was on tour and that's why he was out in Australia and all these places traveling with Division. How is that to kind of see them like just chilling with these guys and then now you're at sellout shows and traveling and you know what I mean? Just doing that with your family.
It's a blessing. I don't even know any other way to describe it. It's a blessing because I haven't been this excited in a while. Like, I remember 2007, 2008, mm-hmm. and I'd always tell people, I'd be like, yo, I know that if the whole world could hear Drake, they will love him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I just knew it. I was just like, yo, I know if the whole world, like, I didn't know how that was going to be possible, but I was just like, if the whole world could somehow hear Drake's music, hear him rap, hear, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They will love him. And then obviously, boom, going on the road with him for the first couple of years, da 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 da, boom, 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 just seeing all that come through. Now, when you see Daniel's an amazing singer, then you have 1985 that is already a Grammy Award winning producer. Mm-hmm. These guys have known each other since their teen years, and they finally figured out how to put it together and present it to the world.
Yeah.
And again, it's the same thing. I'm like, yo, if people can hear what they do live, they'll realize, yo, this is way different than just like, you know, a bunch of SoundCloud drops and, you know, R&B singers that can't actually sing and whatever. Like, there's something like special soul. About, yeah,
you know what I mean?
That vibe like that they create. So it's amazing. Like, I've been friends with 1985 for years since he worked at the shoe store. He used to give me his discount. You know what I mean? Like a real brethren. You know those real brethren?
Yeah.
Like, you know, a real brethren were like, you know, he's the one that works at the shoe store that everybody wants to get some Tim's or whatever. Yeah. But like, and you know, you have 10 people asking you, but you really can only hook up one or two. Like, you know, so that's like my guy. And then, Daniel, we always knew Daniel could sing. But it was just, yo, God's plan, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things where like, you have to remember, all of us have been rocking together from time. It's just a matter of, then my best friend since I was 11 years old ends up being their manager.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. So it's one of those things where, like, again, I just been reminded, especially rolling with them this year. We toured the world this year. Me opening the show with 85. Give thanks. Mm-hmm. Me opening the show with 85 and then 85 and Daniel rocking the show. It just reminded me that, like, oftentimes by nature, we're the type, like, we always want more and want more and want more and want more. And if you pray, you pray for more. And if you, whatever, it's always about more, adding on. But I realized, I'm like, yo, I got to challenge myself to make sure, like, I'm not that kid that's like, I really, really want a baseball glove, and I get a baseball glove, and I play with it for a little bit, and then put it aside. Mm-hmm. I really want a bicycle, and then I get that bicycle, and I put that bicycle aside. I really want a piano, and I get that piano, and then those things get dusty. Yes. What I look at that as, like, the blessings that I already have, you know? So I'm on TV. I have a daughter. Mm-hmm. I have good relationships. I have certain skill sets. And I just want to make sure that none of those blessings are treated like that spoiled kid. Like, I don't want none of my blessings to get dusty.
Yeah, man.
So I want to do more with what I already have. Mm. Do more than the minimum with what I already have, especially with the pillars in my life.
Yeah,
so
yes, Father.
That's where I'm at right now. It's like, I look at the situation like Division, and I'm like, yo, look at that. We had all those pieces to the puzzle from time. You know, and we're just now going on the road and presenting that to the world. Yeah. And the world is now just starting to understand what Division is. And and the great teamwork that goes behind it, you know? So watching Division just flourish, getting booked for Coachella 2019,
yeah.
Sundance Festival 2019, new body of work coming out 2019, mm-hmm. a new collaboration.
You heard it here like, first.
You feel me? Like it's just, so for me, watching, again, if you're comfortable within yourself, then you can big up your brother.
Of course.
Because their wins are their wins. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, that's my family, but like, their wins are their wins, you know? And those are the guys that have always been cheering for me when I'm doing the MMVAs or I'm at the MTV Music Awards or whatever I'm doing. They're like, yo, you know, my brother's doing this. And now I'm cheering for them. And we all come together and just like why we're here.
That's all it is, man.
You know, you want to vibe with people that are as passionate. Yes, you know, sir. give me the church thing.
Yeah, man.
Hold on, watch this.
Talk your fucking shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to work with people that are passionate about what they're working on, just as passionate as you are about what you're working on. Because even though they might be in different realms, different specifications, you know what I'm saying? When it comes together, it can be beautiful.
Like that.
That's all it is.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. That's all it is.
Yeah. That's all it is.
It'd be like that.
Just a little bit
get
of that.
The blue face. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right.
Like yeah, that. All right.
Yeah, all right. That's beautiful, man. No, that's really beautiful. I really wanted to get that out of the way because I liked how, again, it's just, I feel like I know Tyrone, then I see him promoting something else on social media or he's doing something. I'm like, yo, what are you doing over there?
Mind busy.
And then mind busy. The mind just do everything.
Work me, I work on a chicken me, I jerk.
Yeah.
What?
Work me, I work on a chicken me, I jerk.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Bob, stop by this. Damn, well, anything else y'all want to say?
I gotta get my sound thing, but we'll do that once the cameras go
on. Yeah. Anything else y'all want to say?
Yo, I want to say, you know, I'm happy we got Tyron on the show because the last time when we did group chat, we all did group chat and we were just talking like for mad long. Like that was the first time I got to speak to Tyron like longer than like a what up. And I was like, this guy has a lot of knowledge.
I just love
talking to this guy because you just learn so much and you just soak up things. That. So like, I appreciate you coming through.
That's all it is.
I appreciate that. You know what that is though? That's a frequency though. Cause I don't get to, you know what I mean? When you get to operate on a certain frequency, it's like, It's there's a reason for that.
Yeah,
you know, you have good conversations with good people.
Otherwise,
you're just presenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not presenting. This shit is real.
Or we can all be fucking drunk.
Pass the bumper.
Nah, I feel you. What are you about to say?
No, certain man you talk to, you could tell they're just not getting it. And just like, okay, I'm all right. You don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Some people gonna say, yo, you know, just fuck off.
Oh, okay, I'm going to bed.
Trust me.
Anything else, Tyrone, you got going on just to kind of give the people some advice? Anything you want, some advice, some new shit
you got going on. 47 gems.
It's different. This is the final go out. This is you know what I mean? Like, what you got put out there, what you got to say. If you ain't got to say nothing, you ain't got to say nothing. And that's saying a lot. That's all it is.
Yo, you know what I would do? I'll just repeat one of the things that I said earlier.
I was going to suggest that too.
Just for emphasis.
I know what it is.
So, and it worked for me. So, you know, I hope that it works for you if you decide to try it. You can't say that you're living your best life unless you give your best effort.
Mm.
Right? And you can't just give your best effort professionally and then not at home or not socially. Because you have to grow in all areas of your life where you end up lopsided. You smell me? Yeah, so if you want to live your best life, and it's not a joke like Lil Duval.
Everyone just says it.
Yeah, everybody just says it right now. Like, let's be impeccable with our word, please. You know,
words
let's think.
Things,
like, you're living your best life.
No, you're not living your best life. Are you living your best? You're not living your best life until you're giving your best effort. Mm-hmm. So give your best, feel your best, then look your best, and ultimately do your best.
Yes,
give, feel, look. Give, feel, look, do your best.
Bro, and be honest with yourself, too. Don't be lying to yourself, man. Come on. Don't be lying to yourself.
That's what we going to do.
I like that.
Look, yeah, man. That's it, baby. Like and that, have man. Fun while you do it, goddamn.
Motherfucking
bro, I'm just trying to have fun. That's it. Yeah.
Look, man, I hope you guys learned something from this podcast, man.
Hey,
you.
And if y'all did it, straight up, this ain't group chat. Fuck y'all.
You feel me?
And we got all the nice people over at Bell saying, what the fuck did we do? Shout out to my Bell family. Shout out to Munch.
Shout out to my Bell family, which shout is out our Bell family. You already know.
Yeah.
Bell Media Gang.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all for tuning in, for subscribing to the podcast, because obviously it's up on iTunes. Obviously it's up on Spotify. Obviously it's up on SoundCloud.
Or maybe it's not obvious. Maybe you didn't see it.
Hey,
maybe you know now, though.
Now you know. So y'all go do that. Subscribe, comment. Let us know what you want to see. Let us know who you want to see on here.
What do you got to do? Like, okay, rate it on fucking iTunes and shit. Where do you rate it? Just iTunes?
Yeah. Rate it on the iTunes.
You're figuring the shit out. All like that shit.
Comment on the iTunes, too.
Comment that good shit.
Hey. Feel me?
Yeah.
Give it 5 stars.
You look like you about to drop something. Yo, don't make me put a beat on.
We can freestyle. Don't
make drop that beat. So you guys think it's a joke?
Don't make me put a beat on.
Drop a beat.
If I really have to find a beat right now, hold on.
Drop a beat, my guy.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. All right, you already know what time
Shells,
it is.
You don't hear it?
Ooh. I don't hear the beat.
Wow. You hear it?
Yeah, what beat is this?
This is Shell's beat, actually. Shell's done it. Tune Maker made this.
Shout out to Tune Maker.
Shit. But who produced it?
Yo, it don't matter. Look.
Ooh.
Clam chowder.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm coming through the back.
That didn't rhyme.
Bring the powder.
Ooh. Yeah.
You stupid.
Oh, man.
What is it? What else?
Yo.
I got money in the back room.
Yeah.
I come through cleaning up your bathroom. I see your girl. Shit. She kind of ugly, dude. That's your girl?
I feel bad for you.
Oh!
Why are you looking at me, bro?
I was just looking that way. Right, sure. We're looking has nothing to do with what we're actually saying.
Yeah. Your girlfriend's beautiful.
All right. Thank you.
Yo. That's Look. Crazy. Yo.
T.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. How you gonna bling with that little pencil point ring? How much diamonds you got? I can't count. He said, yo, the man, don't take your personal
You're aiming
No, I was doing like the typical, like, where you're not really talking to nobody.
Hey, yo, you got dreads. Yo, fuck.
Yo, what? No, not crazy. No, it's just a rhyme.
Yo.
I know you had your dress.
I knew you was scared. I knew you was weird. You only confirmed it with that long ass beard.
I think we should stop. I think we should stop, bro. It's 2019. We're starting with a lot of hostility.
Honestly, I'm just gonna off the top. If I can do that, look.
Yo, fuck your green suit. I don't even give a you what?
What? Yo,
bro, don't be.
That's not green, that's olive.
I'm just rapping.
Listen,
oh, yeah.
That's
fucked up.
Hey, yo, Sheldon Sebastian Powell.
Whoa. That might be my name. That might be my
goatee. Yo, Shells, you ain't shit. Believe that.
Oh, there's another guy named Shells.
Yo, test some shit out real quick. Yo.
I know you got it in you.
Yo,
unleash. Man, all these dudes look like Fritos. I don't really fuck with that man. What's his name? Levito. Now,
Who
you said?
Nah, it's nothing really.
Oh.
All right, it's nothing really like that, yeah.
All right.
You got something?
Yeah. Ooh. You got something?
Nah, it's about to drop again if you really want it. You don't look like you want it, so I'm just going to cut the beat right here and do this. Thank you guys for tuning in to Random Order. Nigga, you want it or not? I just cut the beat off. You gonna cut me off on my intro?
I was supporting.
He's agreeing with you. What you're saying?
It was like Amigos thing.
I don't know. The timing was a little questionable.
Yeah, it was questionable. Like, yeah, I think niggas like, is now.
Your ad libs. Your ad libs today. You can't talk to me.
Why did it be like that?
Your brain's like painting the picture. You know, so I'm really tall and playing curves and. Sit down, get pissed. What?
Okay, no,
bend over.
It's on record.
Bend over. I'm like, what? He's like, Buckley. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That was a track.
Yo, you really never miss that. You really never miss playing Masa at Carabana, right? You play.
I
dress up every year, no?
Yeah. I don't.
Not because for the episode in Judge Tycho, we wrote in like, oh, he never misses a chance to play Mass at Caribbean Weekend. So I just want to make sure it's
I play Mass in Trinidad.
No, you play Mass in Toronto and you buy the feathers.
I saw you with the feathers. Pitch. No, yeah.
You saw Mass in feathers.
The feather helmet.
And you're on floats. So
yo, chill.
Let me clear the air before man start really thinking he's on floats. Tyrone is like on floats. He was walking. In Trinidad. Yeah.
He was walking. No. I, you see me?
You
I,
are I, a Soca head, though.
Soca man.
Yeah,
that was real. Head, yeah.
That's real. But I, to be honest, in Toronto, you know, I thought a concert on the
of course
Caribbean on Saturday, and then and then before that, I used to do the float.
Yeah, yo, man's really Dash Payton Soca feds, no?
Yeah, but like. That's Drew.
Those are the serious.
That's only no. That's one.
Because I've seen my friends walk out.
They're like with powder,
powder and paint. Marshall,
yeah, there's certain fets though. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I've been to a fet with.
Like my drip paint. Is too like. I mean, like
to me,
I don't really.
You know, let me sign off because I don't know where the fuck.
At the end of the day, like, at the end of the day, I'm a Jamaican. Yeah, you know what I mean, so you know, every time we step out, we have to look fresh and crisp. You know what I mean,
the thing is,
them nice.
I don't think my dad really knows who I be chilling with because my dad be like saying, "Yo, Tyrone's a good guy." I'm like, "Yeah." He had to meet this side of you.
Yo, even though I big up your father name again.
Oh, Popo Richie.
Yes, Popo Richie, big up yourself anywhere you're there, you know, because here what? You see, when we chill with your son, them, we make sure we eat some carrot because carrot having beta carotene and help you to see the wicked Babylon when they're approaching. Yeah, you understand?
In other words,
I just see him shock with your man.
That is first.
Shocking the people. So now, you must watch out for them, man.
From when my brother Jeremy and start the episode, him say, "Yo, watch out for the Babylon in the shark suit."
Yeah. Then the shark and the people suit, dog.
And that's what you have to overstand.
Yeah, man.
Understand. Don't understand it.
Man. You must overstand it. Read it in and
hand
bleed
look.
It.
Hand look.
And really understand.
Yes. And look.
Make
you
sure.
See, say, anyone of you on a subscribe for this Bomba Clan podcast, on a shark.
Don't
on a shark. In a people
yeah,
suit,
yeah,
dog.
Shark.
Yo, you might have two legs and two arms, but me no say now your suit, you have a fin. Me no say you have a fin.
Yo,
dog.
Me see the boy them a breathe and walk up in our ear like you know have
say have gills now.
You know say have gills.
Listen, I'm signing off. Right. Thank you guys.
Shark
this
attack.
Has been another episode of Random Order.
Check out Jaws.
Subscribe.
Yo. Subscribe to the channel if you're watching the shit. If you're not watching it, go to the YouTube channel and watch the shit again and subscribe to it. Just do everything.
You know what you do? Just scrub the thing right to the beginning and watch the shit again. You understand? Me,
honey,
it's like that.
Next That's time. How we gonna end it. And now we gonna try and get Tyrone to give us a little sound drop.
Mm-hmm. Whoa,
that was it.
That works.
That was good.
Bear Ayans, thank you guys. Done though.
That was a HeadGum podcast.